Erev Tov Rabotai. Today, tonight is Tuesday night. It's already Yutet Be'iyar. We just finished. Tonight is Motza'e Lag Ba'omer. You can feel the light of Rabbi Shimon v'Torato HaKedosha permeating still through the air. I speak about this theme a lot, but I think it's ever so important to internalize it and really live it. There's a pasuk in Mishle, "Bechol derachecha da'ehu, v'hu yeyasher orchotecha." Know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of His ways, and He will straighten your path. You know how I tell the Chevra, there's many different paths that life can take you. Every path is legitimate. Some people are zochet to, you know, be part of Shevet Levi for their whole lives and sit and learn and teach and be marbitz Torah, ashreim v'ashrei chelkeim. But for those who are not, there's always a yisachar and there's always zvulun. People make a mistake and think that zvulun was amaretz, chas v'shalom. Zvulun was tamid chacham muflag. Just what? You happen to have worked also, but it was tamid chacham. And then to get an additional zechut on top of his own learning, on top of his business, he wanted to get this chut of, you know, cumulative, all the time learning Torah. That's why he partnered with Yisachar. So there's obviously no issue with that. Gdolei HaChachamim throughout all the generations, Tanaim, Emoraim, and otherwise, worked for a living. Rabbi Yochanan Sandelar, Hillel HaZaken. Remember Hillel HaZaken, what was he?
Builder, no?
No, he was a wood chopper. Hillel HaZaken was a wood chopper. Shammai was a builder. Rav Huna was a wine salesman. He had a liquor store. Yeah, a wine store. What? How did they have so much time to learn? Because they probably had a store like a Chafetz Chaim. They knew exactly how much they needed to make per day. And then when they made it, they closed the shop. The Rambam says, Meforash. That's true. Hillel gave half of his wages in order to be able to learn.
Yeah, but like still... He
didn't have that much money, but he was Moser Nefesh. He almost died. You remember, because he didn't make money one day and he had to Gemara Yoma. Yeah, he had to stay on top of the skylight and he got snowed on and he almost died. And they were Mechalel Shabbat Alav and they said, oh, this was Kedai Lechalel Alav to Shabbat for this one. Anyway, there's nothing wrong, but there is one thing that is wrong, and it has nothing to do with whether you go out to learn or go out to work. And that is, if your lifestyle, if your hashkafot, if your value systems change after you leave yeshiva, regardless of what path you take, that's a problem. Shlomo HaMelech writes, "Bechol derachecha da'ehu." Know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of your paths and all of your endeavors. Wherever you go, know Hashem. You've been there in Beis Medrash, in the classroom, in the office, at home, with Chevra. Being a Ben Torah takes primacy over anything else. If that changes after you leave yeshiva, it doesn't matter what you do, then there's something wrong in how those values were imparted to you. Because if they were imparted correctly, they should enter your bones. You should know first and foremost, I'm a Ben Torah. And it doesn't matter. When you date like a Ben Torah. And when you get married and build a family, like a Ben Torah. And when all of the things that you do in your life, first you go on a vacation, you vacation like a Ben Torah. You go to places with a minyan. You go to places where you can avoid pritzut nemot. All sorts of things. People, I know people like that also. They go to they made a vacation. Oh, I made a vacation during Sfirat HaOmer. Can I do that? Can I listen to music? Whoa. Oh, I don't have a minyan. Can I do it? No. These thoughts... Sof ma'aseh v'machshava techila. You go on vacation? How's the kashrut? Are there minyanim? How's the pritzut? You know what I'm saying? No, that's you have to ask. Am I going on vacation to spend time with my wife or with other people's wives? Which one? Why is that crazy? Ventura. Be royal. Be ne'eman. You know what the most important... Are we good?
Mm-hmm.
You know the
I mean, it's still recording.
Yeah. Ne'manut. The most important midah of all is reliability, loyalty, trustworthiness. How loyal you are to your friends, to your family, however loyal you are there, I can show you how loyal you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loyalty. 1 second. Is there a minyan? How's the kashrut? Do I have, even on vacation, do I have a little bit of time to learn by myself? Do I have a little time to learn? Or are you just going to be, yeah, I'm out. It's people go away for a week, 10 days, whatever it is. They didn't learn a word. They come back like a brick. Mamash. Lilbon anevenim kitmol shilshom. Bricks. And then what? Yeah, let's start learning again with a brick head. The Torah says, Yom ta'azveni yomayim ha'azveka. If you leave the Torah for 1 day, the Torah says, I'll leave you for two. Always keep it up. That's always, by the way, as much as some people think that Dafyomi is not so yeshivish, there's a mechayiv about Dafyomi that wherever you have to, you go on vacation, you have the daf. You know how many times I've been, not only vacations, but I don't go on vacation so often, but on planes, whatever. People take a sefer and I sit. Every time, almost every single time I fly to Israel, I went January for yeshiva. I sat on the plane, I took out my sefer, I'm doing the daf. The guy next to me says, oh, are you doing the daf? I said, yeah. He says, can I learn with you? Sure. Lomdim. The way back, doing the daf. What are you learning? I had a Talmud Yerushalmi in front of me, happened to be. Yeah. Can I learn with you? Sure. Yalla. Lezakot et Yisrael. Anybody ever ask you while you're on the plane watching a movie, can I watch the movie with you? Why? Because they don't need you for that. You know why? That's it. Evanta? Huh? I'll tell you, once I was on a plane. This is machloket puskez manenu about making minyanim on planes. Maran Zichronon Baruch was of the opinion, he used to pray b'yichidut on a plane for a bunch of different reasons, and I do that also. I just pray b'chidut, huh? Even so, by my seat or by an emergency exit where I'm not bothering anybody, just like whatever. There's one time, you know, on those Israel flights where they're starting to make a Shacharis minyan, and it's just like the crack of dawn, and the whole plane is still sleeping, whatever, and then somebody's like, Shacharis, and like, whoa, you know? Like super aggressive, getting people up for Shabbos. I'm like, no, I'll daven, you know, by myself. You're not gonna daven with a minion? I'm like, not this time. I told the guy, whatever. So I finished davening. I went to the back of the plane to get something to eat, something to drink, whatever. I came back to my seat, and I'm walking back, and I see him watching a movie, just from the corner of my eye, and not stam a movie, yeah. In Gimal Averot Hamurot Bifnim, Hakol Bifnim. Huh? No, I don't know if it was, I don't remember. But, and he was into it. Beramach Averav Sagidav, Betocha Arayot. Anyway, so I asked him, whatever. I bent over, as he didn't even see me because he was so engrossed, he was in. I bent over and I whispered to him, I asked him, so how was the minion? What do you think you're going to play games with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? You think you're going to pull a fast one? Why? Because it says Lo b'shamayim hi. So you think there's no Kol ha'averot mutarot b'shamayim? Because unfortunately, we're human beings. We're malei v'gadush b'stirot. There's a lot of hypocrisies. And our job in this world is to kind of reconcile all those hypocrisies inside. You don't think it's a stira? You just guilt-tripped me for not davening with you on a minyan when many poskim didn't whatever. And then you sit down to engage in chamesh esrei arayot v'zeh. What do you say? I'm not judging anyone, but be real. Be a real person. Be a bentera. Be a bentera in the sky. Be a bentera in the street. I don't even care what you're wearing. I mean, dress dignified. That doesn't... But it's fine. You dress up, you dress down, you dress like John. Zalom shanim. Aikar. Aikar. Be a mensch. Carry yourself like a mentera. Anybody who sees you, can tell that they're zir abirach Hashem. Make a kiddush Hashem that way. It's so important. I see, you know, we all let our guard down sometimes. It's true. Aval, hold tight. Bechol derachecha da'ehu, v'hu yeyasher orchotecha. Let him do it. Let him straighten your path. Okay, no clickbait. No hikmeri clickbait. Okay. They said they'll open up the floor. Tenlo. Okay, this is cool. Ani lo shomea. Yes.
Your parents ask you something.
Yeah.
Not one person. Is there a chiyuv that's placed on you, like any other mitzvah, where you can't say no?
For instance, what are they asking you to do?
Can you please go drop something off for me? Can you say no? Or is there a chiyuv like spare an overlay?
If your parent asks you to do something for them, something that benefits them, mitzvah ta'aseh min ha-Torah is to heed their request and do it for them. Kibud avayim ketzah. The Gemara says Masechet Kiddushin. Ma'achilo u'mashkehu, malbisho u'man'ilo. Yeah, you're doing... Now, depending on what you're doing, let's say you're learning. So, the Gemara talks about it. Are you mevatel Talmud Torah in order to do kibud avayim? So it depends. Is it ifshal la'asoto al yedei acharim? Is it ifshal la'asoto al yedei acharim? Is it overit? All sorts of things. But if you're not learning at the moment and your parent says, can you drop this letter off at the post office? There's a mitzvah to asim in a Torah to listen and drop everything and run.
If you don't do it, then what?
Then you're mevatel mitzvah to asim.
Is that itself?
It's a bitul mitzvah to asim. Yeah. Gemara says in Masechet Menachot that at times of anger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes for bitul mitzvah to asim also. Next. What do you want me to tell you?
What if they wanted to kiss you? Yeah, like,
but
you don't want them to kiss you.
Are you not Baba, it's your parent. Let them kiss you.
What happens?
You're gonna daven for the day where your children allow you to kiss them and want to kiss you too. Why would you deprive your parents? Anyway, that's a different story. I'm getting a lot of spam calls from Great Neck. Any idea why? I got 5 calls from Great Neck this week, and they all come up 516-423, which is Great Neck, and all spam. Why is that? You think T-Mobile is like marking all Great Neck numbers as spam? Okay, bye to next. Yes. But loud.
What's the difference between Neshek and Revi? I don't really understand.
Good. So, Neshek and Revi are really the same thing. One is on money and one is on pirot. Yeah. One is on actual currency and one is on merchandise. Huh? Ribit is on money, Neshech is on money, Ribit is on perot and other items. The Gemara asks that in the beginning of the 5th parak of Femod, it's coming up. Coming up, people. It's coming up. Huh? I don't know, it's not my call. Bye, then. No.
If I'm not mistaken,
Yeshiva is not a democracy, it's a dictatorship. Yeah, good.
I'm not mistaken, the Rav says that coffee creamer is allowed to be had after meat. So if a person is like, has like this... Like,
In a coffee. Yeah.
If a person has like this like, unquenching, like uncomfortability with that mitzvah, even though mitzvah d'alach has, how does a person like approach that?
Not the Rashba.
How does a person, approach being mifachet malach?
You have to be confident in the process, yes. The sodium caseinate in coffee creamers, like, what do you call those guys in the fridge? No, Coffee Mates and all these chevra. In general, the sodium caseinate, which is the only dairy ingredient in there, is batel in there. And then when you pour that into a coffee, a little bit of that into the coffee, it's batil pim me'ot. And you're not doing it levatel yisur l'chatchila because you don't want necessarily the... You're not doing it in order to be mevatel. The poskim say mefurash, that's not considered be mevatel yisur l'chatchila. V'lachen it's mutan legamre nefi halacha. You have to just be confident. When you don't know the halacha, so it's always knowing it. But when you learn it, sometimes the way to overcome and be confident is by learning it, and then you learn it, you see the poskim, whatever, and then you're like, yeah, this is it. You have what I'm saying? Anyone else? Spiel? Oh, you mean hak? Yeah, okay, good. Lo shomeh.
What's the balance between, say, not getting up on the
It's definitely a good thing if a person can ground himself during Seder and try not to get up or whatever. That's wonderful. That keeps the tzifut of the limud. The Gemara says in Masechet Chagiga that if a person it's not a good thing. Your Torah becomes all torn. You have to learn consecutively. If a person feels he needs a little bit more energy, you need a coffee, you need the restroom. Yeah, you can't do Bal Teshaketsu because you're learning. You have to take care of yourself. Or you have a question in the limud and whatever. No, I'm not going to ask because it's going to break the ritzifus. But that's part of the learning experience, is that comes al yedei she'ela u'tshuva, pilpul chaverim. You have to ask your Rebbe. So it's important to get up when you need to. Besides, for the fact I tell the chevra all the time, just health-wise, it's good to get up every half hour or so and just stretch, let the blood circulate a little bit. Sitting down in one spot for hours on end is not healthy for the body. I'm not saying to get up and battle. Keep learning, but get up and just stretch, or you know, get the blood pumping a little bit so that you're not like stagnant. It's not good. Also, keep your posture when you learn. Try not to hunch over as much as you can. Even if you do, try to keep your back as straight as possible. Keep posture. Tov. When you get older, you can get hunched over a little bit. Zelotov, you know, and this can be part of it. But you know, you have to keep a balance. You can't be weird. You have to do normal things. If your body feels it needs a coffee and you're going to learn better, go make a coffee and come back in. I am too yeshivish for that. So whatever. I don't even tell you. You know what I'm saying? Get a coffee, use the restroom, don't battle. Or guess what? If you feel you need a minute break just to go up, get some whatever, make a call, battle a little bit so you can get it out of your system and get back to learning. Battle a little bit so you can just get it out. Don't battle, obviously, for extended amounts of time, but be normal and keep your eye on the goal. The goal is to learn as much as possible, b'rtzifut. Good. That's a tough shaila. Depends what your goal is and what stage in life you're at. Right now in Beis Medrash, I would say probably better to know half a masechta well with Maharshi Taisius. Later, or if you have a Bekiya Seder, it's better to cover more ground and learn it a little bit less Be'iyun, but to get more exposure to Shas and Poskim, whatever. But that, if that was your, those are your two choices, I would say yes, Gemara Rashi Taisvis, because for now, like I told you many times, yeshiva is not just about the knowledge that you amass here, but about filling your toolbox. The learning that you're doing here is not only for the sake of the limud and retention, which is important, but it's about filling your toolbox with the tools necessary to be able to learn outside of yeshiva. Those tools you get by Gemara, Rashi, Taisus, Lamdus, Rishonim, V'acharonim, Tur Bet Yosef. Anyone else? Good. Loud.
Because the summer is coming up,
Oh. I happen not to like that shaila, but it comes up. I definitely appreciate it. To my understanding, I think if you're in any undergrad major over here, you have to take a halakha course for that thing, right? You have to take medical halakha or business halakha or all these things. I'd be shocked if that didn't come up in the course. It does? Yeah, but, you know, Benter in the workplace. Shaking women's hands. That's what we're talking about.
I don't know about most of the other ones, but yeah. The medical one, for example, you don't give a psak. He just presents the whole machloket.
Yeah, he's not going to, I don't think he's going to paskin for you. He's going to tell you the shitot, and
so
then...
We know the shitot, so now we're still, not a lot.
Let's put it this way. Maran Zichrono Levracha, Rav Moshe, Shevet HaLevi, Rova Poskim, they were very, very, very machmir about it, even to the extent of, you know, when a person's parnasa is on the line, there are ways to do it more diplomatically, you know, put your hand on your chest. My religion doesn't allow me, it gets awkward, there's no question, I get it. So you have to train yourself. You have to train yourself. And there are other poskim, for instance, Rav Yaakov, Alav Shalom, in Emet Yaakov, he toys with the idea, he leaves it tzarech iyun, he doesn't paskin, but he says that if it's going to cause a lot of shame and it's like more of a dead fish handshake and not bederech chiba, he says perhaps it's mutar. He writes that in Emet Yaakov, Ibn Ezer, Siman, Kaf Aleph. Again, you have to know how to prepare yourself accordingly. Most of it is in preparation, because if you prepare yourself to go into the workforce and say, I'm an Orthodox religious Jew and we don't physically interact with members of the opposite gender besides for our own spouses, most people are open to that. Most people are respectful of that. There will be a handful of Democrats that are not, that are just, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man. What, most of them? You do the best you can. If it's, I'm not going to tell you it's mutar. If you see a situation, mamish requires it, and it's like mamish, like awkward and super embarrassing, and you can't get out of it. Are there poskim that leave it b'tzarich yun? Yeah. Am I going to tell you it's mutar? No. But you know, it's part of being mentera. Eventually, can I tell you something? You know, even goyim in the workforce, when they're married, they wear a wedding band. What's a wedding band? A wedding band never stopped anybody from doing yisurim. Yes? Nachon? Yeah, that's the second. Yeah, maim genuvim, whatever. But what's it supposed to represent? It's a symbol. Hands off. I'm married. It creates a symbol. You're ben Torahkeit. You're being a ben Torah, white shirt or otherwise, is a symbol of who you are. It's like your wedding band, but just more stark. You know what I'm saying? People will know eventually he's a religious Jew. They have different standards. You know? Is it awkward for you not to work on Shabbat? Maybe a little bit. Does it cross your mind? No. So eventually, this people will get the idea of who you are and what you represent. And eventually people will come to know. There will be people, always new people that you're meeting and have to introduce yourself to that don't know, but your reputation will precede you. It's usually the way it works. Will there be uncomfortable situations? Absolutely. Will there be situations where you'll slip and shake a woman's hand? Probably. Does that mean you're not a mentor anymore? No. But set your standards, make your boundaries, and diplomatically let people know it. Yeah, last one. Good. Shrecha. Sandak. Yeah, good. In general, you don't have to help elderly women sit or whatever. Unless it's your immediate family. I once got a shayla, a woman had fallen in the street, and a yeshiva bachur was walking by. So is it appropriate to help get her up? So in a situation like that, where there's a chashash of chilul Hashem, if there are a bunch of other people there, so look like you're involved and maybe help in calling an ambulance, you know, something like that. But if you're only, you're the only person there and you just walk right by and don't... So over there you can be somech on the poskim, especially if you're not touching your skin, you're touching the begadim, whatever, just to help her up in order to avoid a greater chilul Hashem, maybe that would be mutar. But in general, don't offer to help them sit. Don't offer to... You know what I'm saying? It's not incumbent on you. If she asks you, can you... It's a different story. You're in the spur of the moment, matase. But it's a little bit different than the... Than the situation, the example that I explained now. Incredible, Tai. Laila Tov.